Yeah, I think both. I've said it before, but I think this is a really weird situation, obviously, and some had to deal with it more than others. And I think that we've been really fortunate that the two people, in terms of the players, that had to deal with it the most are great people. Mike, obviously, and then John. Two guys put in really awkward situations. That's not normal. And both handled it great. And as you can see, like, John's still here training with us. You know, both guys get along. They've been really professional and really mature about it. So it's made a tough situation less tough. It'd be kind of like if your significant other said, we need to take a break, and then you had to sit there and watch them go out with other people. I mean, that's basically what happened. So, again, got to give Mike credit because he's still here working hard with the guys. Maybe it's a little easier because he was hurt to deal with it. But, yeah, they come up pretty good now. I don't think it's going to hurt us moving forward if we can get healthy. Well, I think we can be better. I thought our effort was improved, but it's getting kind of late in the season to be talking about effort. So hopefully that's fixed now. And we just kind of spoke about, you know, we make a big deal about the culture here and the history here, and kind of time to start living up to it, so to speak, for everyone. Yeah, I mean, I think as a coach, you can motivate in the short term, but that's going to wear pretty thin in the long term. It's not dependable, so you depend on the team to motivate themselves. And we have good guys here. They just maybe they needed a little bit of a wake-up call. It's also we're shorthanded. Like, we're playing good teams with two really good players out. So you can understand if haven't been our best, but we have to at least attempt to be our best. And I think that we'll see that tomorrow, even though we'll still be shorthanded. We'll see a better effort, a more focused effort, and yeah, I mean, if anyone made the mistake of assuming it would be easy, that should be rectified after three straight losses. Yeah, but I mean, I don't claim to have been part of the culture. I've never said that. My job is try to make sure I encourage the guys to maintain it. I mean, at the end of the day, the culture is not a coach; it's a program. And I guess my problem with how we were tracking is we have these banners and we have these signs with all these values on it, and I've literally worn the same shirt every day for 5 months, with the exception of one day, which I got in trouble for. So we're doing all this stuff because of our culture, and then we're not following it on the court. We're not living up to it. We're not making it a priority. So, like, why are we doing all that stuff? Why are we posting that stuff on the wall if we're not going to live up to it? So I think the guys are about it. When I got here, they told me they were, and I believe them, and I still do. But I think that they maybe my job is every now and then when things slip to remind them of what we're all about here and why the rest of the league, according to some, don't like us. And because we talk about winning and we want to win, and they've won here a lot. But we got to make sure that we are doing what it takes to win, because like you guys just said, you can't just wave your hand or wave a wand or put a shirt on and then all of a sudden you're going to win. It's about what it stands for, not the actual physical thing.
Is so much else going on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be honest, it's easier to remember it on the road because there's less distractions. Being on the road sucked from an individual standpoint, from a personal off-court standpoint, like if you missed your family or you missed your kids or whatever. But it was great for basketball. And then when you're home, there's 100 more distractions to deal with. I mean, you can point to any one of them. Like, there's a Knicks scout here. He lived here for 3 years. He was on the team. The NBL writes a story about it, puts on their website. Like, it's hard for a 20-year-old kid, or just in one example, to resist that noise. You know what I mean? But you have to. So we've talked a little bit about that this week. There's a short amount of time left in the season. If we want to point to excuses and not reach our goals, that's fine. But if you're going to be thinking about the excuses in advance, you have no chance. So we're going to try and lock in and be our best and try to peak heading into the postseason if we can get there. Well, whether they believe it or not, I mean, I've said many times, just not even involved with the situation, if we put five guys out in the court that are willing to give it all they have, play together as a team, execute our game plan, then any five guys has a chance to win any night. That being said, we can put our hand-pick the five most talented guys, and if they don't do those things, we have no chance to win. So I think it's just part of the business. They understand that. You try to put, you know, the best group you can. It was a unique situation because of the war that someone like John was available. So we tried to get him, and didn't work out. And like I said, it's great that we had the individuals that we did, because I don't think it damaged us long term. Not playing together, not executing, not working hard, that's what's going to damage us, not a little bit of gossip or drama that mainly the media stirred up. No offense. Kind of the same every night, like effort, playing together. We have those things. We've been doing them fairly consistently. Now we've got to execute a little bit better in terms of what our plan is. If we call a play, let's run it to the best of our ability. If things break down, let's not panic. Defensively, if they hit a tough shot, come back and do it again the way we want to do it, because it's the best plan over the course of 40 minutes. We're not going to shut anybody out, but we got to maintain the focus of do it right every time, and we'll stop them enough times to win.
How much of a focus is on the breakers, or
is it just, you feel as though you have to focus on things? I think it's a balance of both. There's no teams you can beat if you don't focus on yourself, but you also have to give yourself the best chance to know what's coming, what to expect. And the nice thing is we've played these guys twice in the last month, I guess. So we should be fairly familiar with them, given it's a short turnaround, and I think they played the same night we did, so they had the same amount of time to prepare as we do.
How's Nick Law's recovery?
He didn't go today, so I guess just like the first question about Mike, I don't know if he'll be playing yet or not, to be perfectly honest, and I'll just wait and play who I'm told I can play tomorrow. Yeah. Is he hurt or is he injured? It's like a hockey. I think I believe he has a non-COVID related issue, and just precautionary for him and everyone just to keep him away from the group. We didn't do much today anyway, so I'd rather err on the side of guys being rested and healthy. Sorry. I think he's on track to be back next week. I don't want to, I'll knock on wood, but he's on pace to where he's supposed to be, but won't be there tomorrow. All right, thank you guys. Have a good one.